Muslim brothers and sisters across the world. For Muslims, the season of Hajj is the season of pride and glory in the eyes of God's servants, the season of enlightening hearts, the season of humility before the Creator and of solemn prayer. Hajj is a heavenly, earthly, divine, and communal obligation. During this unparalleled obligation, temporal and spatial security bestows tranquility on the hearts of human beings like a clear sign and a brilliant star, and draws Hajj pilgrims out of the siege of insecurity by domineering oppressors that constantly threatens humanity, and it helps humanity taste the pleasure of security during a particular period of time. Almost 1 year has now passed since the horrifying events in Mina, as a result of which several thousand people tragically lost their lives under the hot sun with thirsty lips. And this happened on the day of Eid, while they were in the clothes of Ihram. Shortly before that, another group of people were crushed to death in Masjid al-Haram. Saudi rulers were at fault in both cases. The hesitation and failure to rescue the half-dead and injured people is also obvious and incontrovertible. The heartless and murderous Saudis locked up the injured with the dead in containers instead of providing medical treatment and helping them, or at least quenching their thirst. They murdered them. Several thousand families from different countries lost their loved ones, and their nations were bereaved. The irreligious and unconscionable rulers who gave rise to the great tragedy in Mina, and in the name of being servants of the two holy places, sacrificed divine sanctity and God's guests on the day of Eid in Mina. These same people are now claiming the need to avoid politicizing Hajj, and are accusing others of the great sins that they themselves have committed and caused. The godless politicians who have extended the hand of friendship towards the Zionist regime have closed their eyes on the Palestinian sufferings and heart-rending tragedies, and have spread their oppression and betrayal to the cities and villages of Bahrain. The fitna-promoting rulers, who by forming and arming wicked takfiri groups have plunged the world of Islam into civil wars, murdering and injuring the innocent, and shed blood in Yemen, Iraq, the Levant, Libya, and other countries. The world of Islam, including Muslim governments and peoples, must familiarize themselves with the Saudi rulers and correctly understand their blasphemous, faithless, dependent, and materialistic nature. They must not let those rulers escape responsibility for the crimes they have caused throughout the world of Islam. Because of these rulers' oppressive behavior towards God's guests, the world of Islam must fundamentally reconsider the management of the two holy places and the issue of Hajj. Muslim brothers and sisters, this year, enthusiastic and sincere Iranian pilgrims are absent from the Hajj ceremonies, but they are spiritually present among the pilgrims from different parts of the world, and they are concerned about them, and they pray that the evil progeny of the Taghut do not succeed in harming them. In your du'as, worship, and prayers, remember your Iranian brothers and sisters.